Here it comes, outside the box, looking for independent thought. Today's topic is authoritarianism. In a previous Outside the Box, I talked about the chaos in our world and how some people may latch onto authoritarian individuals who sound like they can provide simple answers and solutions to our complex problems. However, those who appear to be confident and strong are usually the blowhards I mentioned in an earlier Outside the Box. They want power primarily for themselves and their supporters and everyone else to adopt their values. Certainly the founders, not all fathers, of our country did not talk of such a consolidation of power. But these were the power elite themselves. The Declaration of Independence, which sounds very democratic, may have been pure rhetoric. They apparently were not thinking about those who could not vote, women, people of color, and white men without property. Despite that, since 1776, our country has become more democratic in some ways, but less so in others. Which way is it going now? A 2024 Pew Research Center survey found that 32% of U.S.ers were supportive of authoritarian systems, either a quote-unquote authoritarian leader or military rule. Surprisingly, the percentage was higher for those under 30, but lower for respondents age 50 or above. Some of those running for office now could be described as anti-democratic and authoritarian. Rather than having confidence in the public's ability to cope with change and solve problems well, they believe only they can save humanity and must take charge to do so. If they get into power, it may be harder to get them out of power after a few years, or sometimes after many years. There are some countries where dictators enrich themselves and are entrenched in power for life or until a nonviolent or violent revolution kicks them out. We mostly have not yet gotten to that point in the U.S., but that could change. There is discussion of authoritarianism in the 2024 U.S. election. A 900-page document written by the Heritage Foundation may be a policy stepping stone a candidate for president could use when taking office. Titled Project 2025, it is intended for so-called conservatives to achieve their goals through government by, quote, seizing the gears of power effectively, end quote. Project 2025 suggests four paths that any politician can use to further conservative goals while in the White House. These are outlining how various federal agencies can move towards those goals, then creating a database called a, quote, conservative LinkedIn to identify bureaucrats who would follow conservative guidelines in an administration, then a training program for appointees in a new administration, and finally, a quote-unquote playbook that can be implemented on day one of a new administration. No candidate has yet endorsed this plan, but there's still time. According to ChooseDemocracy.us, a national group concerned about authoritarianism seeping into our government, one presidential candidate has made numerous authoritarian statements that suggests he will, one, issue a large number of pardons to those involved in the January 6, 2021 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol and for himself, two, investigate past, present, or future critics of him and his government, three, remove government bureaucrats that may not toe the new president's line, four, refuse to give information to some national media, 5, use federal law enforcement against opposition, 6, use the U.S. military in cities and states, and 7, refused to leave after 4 years in office. While such statements may not be totally serious, we can't assume they are false intentions. We don't know, but ChooseDemocracy.us urges that we should take them seriously and be prepared. The recent Supreme Court decision offering immunity from prosecution for most of what any president could say or do suggests that these stated intentions will even be considered legal by courts. I recently sent out an appeal to many in Maine to help create a Maine Coalition for Democracy to prepare soon and not wait until November 5th to push back against an attempt by any candidate to seize power and create an authoritarian administration. For many, authoritarianism is already happening in our government. A new regime might make it worse, but for others, it's bad enough already. How do you feel about authoritarianism in our U.S. government? Is there still somewhat of a democracy? And if so, how should we hang on to it? I'm Larry Danziger, hoping to expand democracy in our government.